The Life of Mary Southern, the story of a charming young widow and mother who pauses in her own difficult struggle for security to help others find contentment and happiness. Mary Southern is presented each weekday by the makers of Ipana toothpaste. A fellow was talking to me the other day, and he said...
What's all this you've been telling my wife over the radio, Mr. Roberts? You said a person can't expect to have bright teeth and a good-looking smile unless his gums are healthy. So he should use Ipana toothpaste with massage, because it's specially made to stimulate his gums and so helps keep him healthy when you use it with massage.
And I said, that's right. What's the matter with that? And he said...
Oh, I can understand how healthy gums are almost necessary to good-looking teeth. But what's to keep a fellow's gums from being healthy? What's liable to make them unhealthy?
So I explained to him, and I wish every mother who has tuned into this program would listen. I'm thinking about the beauty of your smile, your children's smiles, the attractiveness of your own husband's smile. I told him that to keep healthy, gums need exercise. That's as simple as 1, 2, 3. Gums used to get this exercise when people ate tough, coarse food. I asked him, how many tough, coarse foods does your family eat today? Very, very few. Aren't most of the delicious foods in your home soft and tender? Aren't they really foods that deprive your gums of needed exercise and healthful stimulation? Of course, most of them are. And listen, that's exactly why you should give them more exercise. That's why you should follow the most popular technique in the home care of the teeth and gums, Ipana toothpaste and massage. For healthier gums, for brighter teeth, for smiles that win and keep strong friendships. Get economical Ipana toothpaste for all the family today. And now, the life of Mary Southern. At this critical time of her life, when Mary might be forgiven for thinking only of herself and her children, she's become seriously concerned about the welfare of young Tommy Garfield. Last night, when Tommy met Mary and David at Ned Barker's lunchroom, he repaid Mr. Barker for the free meal Mary had given him and swaggered out, announcing that he had a good job and was not interested in David's plan for a boys' club at the neighborhood house. Believing that Tommy had taken a job with the pool room owner, Joe Kramer, Mary and David had followed and found Tommy's sister, Frances, pleading with the boy to come home. Tommy was defiant and refused to listen. After he had left them, Mary talked with Tommy's sister and was shocked to realize that Frances needed help even more than her young brother. Now it is early the next morning. After a visit to her children in the neighborhood house nursery, Mary, unusually serious and thoughtful, hesitates in front of Father Brady's office.
Good morning, Mary. Come in.
Good morning, Father Brady.
Well, it's good to see you. I've been wondering how you were getting along.
Well, I've been anxious to talk to you, Father, but after all, I don't like to take too much of your time. I know you're busy.
Nonsense. Now sit down and tell me what's on your mind.
Oh, thank you.
You're worried about something, aren't you?
Yes, I'm...
Is it about your job? Has something gone wrong?
No, at least not at the moment.
Oh, I'm glad of that.
Well, Father, I hardly know where to begin. A long story.
Well, why not start at the beginning, Mary?
Oh, yes. Well, I guess it began the other night when I saw Tommy looking through the window of the lunchroom.
Tommy?
Mm-hmm. He looked so hungry and so cold, I just had to bring him in. And Mr. Barker let me give him some food.
But who is Tommy?
Oh, I'm sorry, Father Brady. Tommy Garfield's a boy of about, 15.
I see.
And he's a proud youngster. Wouldn't admit that he was hungry. And he wouldn't talk about himself, but... He did say he'd overheard Joe Kramer making threats against Ned Barker.
Joe Kramer, the man who owns that pool room near the waterfront?
Yes. And Mr. Barker told me that Tommy spends most of his time there.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's much worse than that, Father. Tommy's working there now. David and I discovered that.
Has David met Tommy?
Yes, last night. Tommy had promised to come back to talk to me, so I asked David to be there, too. And that was when Tommy said he had a job, but he wouldn't tell us where, so we followed him. To the pool room.
I wonder what sort of parents Tommy has.
He hasn't any. They're both dead. He only has a sister, and poor kid, she's not much older than Tommy.
Poor children. That explains a great deal. Have you met her, Mary?
Mm-hmm. When David and I reached the pool room last night, we found her outside arguing with Tommy, just begging him not to work with Bill Creighton.
I can understand that. He isn't the sort of man who'd be a good influence over a young boy.
No.
Did Tommy go home with us?
Oh, no. He's a stubborn youngster, and he wouldn't listen to any of us. So I decided it was wiser to talk to his sister before I tried to do anything more about him.
Yes, I think you were right.
But Father Brady, do you know I found out that she needs help even more than Tommy does?
Oh? Well, tell me about it, Mary.
She's so discouraged about life. Her mother and father were always very poor, and it's been a struggle to bring up Tommy decently since they died. She's so bitter, and yet...
It's an old familiar story, Mary. But each case is new. As new and as sad as if it had never happened before.
She told me it didn't pay to be honest and hardworking. That she wanted nice clothes and furs and music and dancing. And that there were ways to get them.
What did you say to her, Mary?
Well, I tried to tell her that jewels and dancing wouldn't bring her happiness, but... Oh, Father, it sounded so trite I was ashamed. When I looked at her pretty, tired face and her shabby coat, too thin for winter, she said she'd worked in the factory since she was 14. She looked so frail. I wanted to say something that would help her, but I couldn't. I just sat and listened.
That probably was the wisest thing you could have done. She's needed someone to whom she could pour out her heart. Someone who would understand, not condemn.
Oh, I couldn't condemn her. After all, I like nice things, too. Soft furs and jewels and the leisure to enjoy them. I know those things don't bring happiness. I've had some of them, and I've learned.
You're very wise, Mary.
Oh, no, I'm not wise. I've been luckier than Fran, that's all. I've learned that friends, real friends like you and David, are worth more than all the jewels in the world.
You're not one of the weak ones of the world, Mary. You have strength and character. You'd never allow yourself to become bitter.
I've tried not to. Father.
What is it, Mary?
Am I wrong in trying to advise Fran? Listening to her last night, I felt I didn't have the right or the wisdom to dare to tell her what to do.
You're a woman, Mary. You have a woman's intuition and deep understanding. You feel you're right, don't you?
Yes.
I'm sure she's right. I think what she needs is a friend. A sympathetic one like you. Someone she can pour out her troubles to as she did last night. And I'm sure you can help her. Knowing that someone cares what happens to her will change her whole outlook on life.
Oh, I'm glad you feel that way about it, Father. I do so want to help both Sam and Tommy, but... Well, I'll let David talk to you about Tommy. I think he can do a great deal for him.
I'm sure he can. And I'm happier than I can tell you to know David is taking a real interest in the neighborhood house at last. But Mary, you haven't told me about yourself. Is your job turning out all right?
No, I'm afraid it isn't. But I can't seem to worry about that today. I'm so much more fortunate than Fran Garfield, I'd be ashamed to worry about myself.
Do you mind if I pay you a sincere compliment?
Why, no, Father.
You're one of the few people I've ever met who've been able to forget their own troubles to help others solve theirs. I'm proud to know you and to be your friend.
Thank you, Father. I don't deserve that, but I'm very grateful.
You do deserve it, and more.
Thank you. You better go. I'll be late for work.
You let me know how things are going, won't you,
Mary? Oh, yes, of course.
And if you need any advice I can give, don't hesitate to call on me, will you?
No, Father Brady, I won't hesitate.
Morning, Mary.
I'm a few minutes late. I'm sorry.
Don't make any difference, Mary. We haven't been exactly rushed this morning. So two orders of griddle cakes and dish oatmeal.
Oh, it's early yet, Mr. Barker. We may have lots of breakfast customers today.
Well, no harm in being hopeful about it. Say, you had a couple of phone calls.
Phone calls? For me?
Yep. Same man each time. Wouldn't give his name.
Oh, well, there must be some mistake. I don't know anyone who'd call me here.
Well, maybe it's your boyfriend. The one I met last night. What's his name? Drake. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, no, I'm sure he'd have told us it was. Was there a message?
No, just at the party he'd called in.
Hmm. Well, I wonder who that could be.
No use wondering. You'll find out soon enough. Say, Mary, what made you rush out of here so fast last night? I come in from the kitchen to talk to you, and found you's gone.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Barker. I had to leave. I wanted to follow Tommy to see if he was working in Joe Kramer's pool room.
And did you find out? Is he working with Joe?
Yes.
That's too bad. Seems like a nice kid, too.
Oh, he is, Mr. Barker.
I didn't want to take his money for that meal, but he sure did get a kick out of paying for it.
Well, Tommy's very proud of you.
It took me a half hour to get over the shock. First time on record a thing like that happened, I guess. Well, that's for you, Mary, I suppose.
I'll answer.
Now, don't talk too long, Mary. We may have a customer after
No, I won't. Hello? Yes, this is Mary Southern. What did you say? Oh. Yes, I heard. Who are you? Why, you don't know.
Who is it, Mary?
I don't know.
Hey, you're not going to faint, are you? Here, sit down. You look tender.
No, I'm not going to faint.
What happened, Mary? What did he say?
Why?
Who was it, Mary?
I don't know. His voice was horrible.
For Pete's sake, Mary, tell me what he said.
He said he was calling to warn me. To warn me to mind my own business. And forget about Tommy Garfield.
What does this latest development mean? Will Mary's sincere efforts to help Tommy and his sister involve her in serious trouble? Do you know why thousands upon thousands of women get Ipana? I-P-A-N-A, Ipana, and only Ipana toothpaste for their families? It's because they know that the basis of bright teeth and attractive smiles is healthy gums. And they know that Ipana with massage helps keep your gums healthy. It's just as simple as that. Here's a toothpaste that brings you something extra, a plus, and a most important plus. For Ipana is made not only for cleaning your teeth, but also for massaging your gums. Now, I don't ask you to take my word for all this. I'd really like you to ask your dentist this question. Is it true that my family can count on having brighter teeth if they keep their gums healthy? I'm not worried about what his answer will be. And I feel very confident that you'll get Ipana toothpaste for your family. Toothpaste made especially for massage. And so, for helping keep gums healthy. Also for making teeth brighter, smiles more alluringly beautiful. Why not get Ipana for your family from your druggist today? Apparently, Mary's fears for Tommy's future are justified. A phone call she has just received indicates that Joe Kramer is as dangerous as Tommy's sister and Ned Barker have declared. Will Mary be frightened by this anonymous message? Meanwhile, what of her own precarious financial situation? There's only one more day of her trial week in the restaurant. There'll be a surprising development on Monday when another chapter is presented in the life of Mary Southern. Life Mary Southern, the humor appealing story of a young widow too proud to accept security, but not too proud to struggle to achieve it. Mary Southern comes to you each weekday with the courtesy of the makers of Ipana toothpaste. The beauty of your smile, surely that's worth a great deal to you. Surely you'll be willing to even go out of your way to help protect it. Yet there's a way of helping to protect a lovely smile that's as easy as it is famous. Just use Ipana. I-P-A-N-A. Ipana toothpaste with massage. Let me tell you why. First, Ipana helps clean your teeth. Helps make them bright and sparkling. But listen, there's an extra something about Ipana. Something even more important to the loveliness of your smile. I mean that Ipana, used with massage, helps protect the health of your gums. And today, there's a special reason why that protection is necessary. You know what our modern diets are like. They're nourishing, all right. They're well-flavored and tasty. But they're mostly soft food. And they simply do not supply our gums with the exercise they need. All right, listen to this. Ipana toothpaste, when used with massage, is specially designed to help supply that needed exercise. Ipana with massage rouses lazy gum circulation, stimulates the gum, sends the red blood coursing through tissues that may have been getting soft and lazy. That's why Ipana with massage helps make your gums firmer, healthier. And when you protect the health of your gums, you're guarding the basis of bright, good-looking teeth and the flashing, attractive smile that goes with them.